An ongoing challenge to any sales leader is how and when to give a price concession when a salesperson asks for pricing help to win a sale. As a sales and sales management consultant and trainer, I've been constantly asked how to handle this situation from both sides, from the side of the sales manager as well as from the sales rep side. There are six realities to understand and communicate as a sales manager if you want to do anything other than just granting the price reduction request and giving away significant profitability for your company. The first reality of any business is that you're not in a price-driven market. There are no markets that are truly price-driven. The only time price is relevant to a buyer is as the second driver of any buying decision. The first and primary decision of any buying evaluation is a differential in value. If a buyer perceives no differential in value, then they'll of course buy based on lowest price. But the more of a differential in value they see, then the higher a differential in price they'll be willing to pay. The bottom line of all selling and buying is that a buyer can always find a vendor who will be willing to offer a cheaper price for the same products. The way to compete against these low-price sellers is to not fight them on the differences in your price, but to instead fight them on the differences in the increased value and lower total cost your company can instead offer this buyer. A salesperson does not have to be the lowest price to win the business if and when they can prove they can provide a lower total cost solution. The easiest position to win, but also the easiest and fastest position to lose, is that of the lowest price position. It takes little to no selling skills to sell a message that will be the lowest price vendor. However, winning business based on lowest price means you have to constantly be cutting your price against your competitors to be able to keep this customer and their business. If a buyer was able to negotiate a discount for their original purchase, then of course they'll also demand and expect similar discounts for any additional products or services purchased in the future. Customers naturally want to buy the lowest price possible, don't you? But the lowest price quoted will not necessarily always be the lowest total cost to a buyer. In fact, the lowest price will never be the lowest total cost in a competitive marketplace when all costs, opportunities, risks, and exposures are considered. Customer loyalty is achieved when your customers see enough extra value and uniqueness in your company that they'll be willing to build a relationship with you at the expense of your competitors. Otherwise, why would they be so loyal to you when they can save money by buying from a lower-priced competitor? But the lower the experience and skills of a salesperson, then the more likely they'll only have enough skills and awareness to sell a lowest price message to their buyers. It takes time and selling skills to communicate and prove how and why you can lower a buyer's risks and total costs. The second reality is that by the time a price reduction request gets to you as the sales manager, your sales professional has likely already positioned themselves as a low-price competitor in front of their buyer. There are only two alternative positions available to a salesperson selling in a competitive market. You can either communicate or sell a message of lowest price or of increased value and support, offering a lower total cost. No truly competitive market will ever allow any one vendor to offer both. So what competitive message of uniqueness has your salesperson already been communicating to this buyer? Have they been pushing their ability to be the lowest price? Or have they been selling their higher price but lowest total cost and risk message to their buyer? How have they been answering their buyer asking them, why based on all the competitive alternatives available to me as a buyer do I want to buy from you and your company? If a salesperson thinks the only way they can win this business is with the lowest price, then it's also a safe assumption they've also already positioned themselves and your company as a low-price player who will cut whatever price is initially quoted. They'll also be constantly asking their buyer for a last look as a strategy to win business, a strategy that also means they can only win business when they offer the lowest price, killing your profit margins. By the time they come to you asking for more pricing help, they've most likely already positioned and trained their buyer to expect them to come back with either a lowest price or at least an offer to match the lowest price quoted by your competitors. Now you, as the leader of your sales team, are in a lose-lose situation. You either give them additional pricing help so they can finally close the business, giving up profit margins, or you push them to hold their price and most likely lose the sale due to the buyer's already established expectations they'll be receiving a significant price break as a condition of signing an order. The third reality of giving price concessions is even if you can't save the profit margins in this sale, you can still at least begin repositioning a sales team on how they need to be selling in the future. There's not much you can do to hold your pricing and refuse a price concession request if your salesperson has already told their buyer, I've done all I can do on price. Let me talk with my manager to see if I can get any more price concessions on your quote. Even if you can't save the profitability on this sale, you can still use this customer situation as the reason to begin working with your entire sales team on how to win without having to drop your prices. You'll be approving fewer price concessions as soon as your sales team increases their selling and positioning of your uniqueness and added value. The fourth reality is the key to getting stronger margins is in your sales management coaching and leadership efforts. The average salesperson has minimal concerns for the long-term pricing and profitability of their company, but instead are only focused on closing the next sale. One of the jobs of a sales manager is to help their team better communicate your organization's lower risk and greater value so buyers will buy from you at a higher price. Use this pricing request as the opportunity to lead your team in the discussion of what they can do long-term to increase the value and support they can be promoting to all their buyers to win a lowest total cost message at a higher margin. A critical responsibility as the leader of your team is to help them package and communicate this lower risk and lower total cost solution available from your company. The fifth reality is you can use this price reduction request to push the need for more sales coaching and training so they can learn how to win business even when you're not the lowest price. Keep talking about ways to strengthen your team's message and positioning of your ability to be a higher priced but lower total cost supplier due to your ability to best lower a customer's risk as well as save them the most money in the long term. Utilize these free You Can Always Sell More coaching newsletter articles to begin the discussions of how they can move to a stronger, higher priced, lower total cost competitive position within your markets. You can go to my website at pancero.com to download free copies of any of my articles. The sixth and final reality to help you hold your prices with your sales team is you do not have to give in to a salesperson's price-cutting demands. Defending business against lower price challenges is a normal and ongoing effort of any salesperson with an established customer base. Buyers today, more than ever, are evaluating or re-evaluating if they can buy what they need at a cheaper price. Most sales reps I meet are being forced to spend significant amounts of time defending their existing business from competitive attacks, especially lower-priced competitive attacks. But a salesperson can win this higher-priced battle if they take more proactive control of their multiple-step selling processes and take a more proactive position from the beginning that they and their dealership will not be the lowest price, but will be the lowest total cost. All sales reps talk about their added value and uniqueness, but now is the time to take a realistic look at how often they're actually working to communicate and prove more uniqueness, value, or savings than their competitors. Value is always a part of any vendor replacement evaluation. Your competitor will take business away from you when they can show a buyer they can provide the same or greater value than you, but at a cheaper price. Very few buyers will take the personal risk of being responsible for switching to a lower-priced vendor who has significantly lower quality or service levels. So how much value, uniqueness, and savings are your salespeople currently communicating and providing to their customers? The simple reality of business is, the more of a differential in value you see, then the more of a differential in price you'll pay. A sales rep asking for price concessions is only a symptom. The real problem is your sales team is not improving their selling skills and ability to successfully communicate a consistent message of increased uniqueness and value to their buyers. When your sales team increases their positioning and communications of lower risk and increased value, then all these price reduction requests will start to disappear. After all, we know you as the leader of your sales team are good. Now the question is, are you good enough and strong enough to lead your team's higher price selling efforts? Thanks for listening.